Fergal Darcy on Today FM.
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body here on Today FM. Happy Friday. To get in contact today, 087-4100-102. Simple as, that's the number that you need. I knew he was going to keep doing this. I knew he also this sneaky Justin Timberlake getting in there at the end. I want to talk a little bit about sandwiches today because I treated my producer earlier on today to what I would regard as one of the greatest sandwiches. And I'm not going to mention any names or where I got it on, like, because this is not like a free ad campaign for deli shops or sandwich bars and things like that. But this particular sandwich, I told her, I said, look, there's a place I go, they make sandwiches. They're pretty much mammy sandwiches. You know, there's nothing special about them. But this is the sandwich you need today for your lunch, and have some of this soup as well. And it's very simple. I don't particularly know why I can't, but I cannot recreate the sandwich. I have tried so many times at home to recreate one of these sandwiches. I cannot recreate it. And what he does is literally is two slices of bread, a bit of iceberg lettuce, two slices of cucumber, two tomatoes, and then he has this chicken mashed up along with mayonnaise and pepper and salt mix. And that's the sandwich. That is it. I cannot recreate it. It is beautiful. And when you have it, it gives you that real taste at home. You're like, oh my God, that's the best sandwich at all. Absolutely lovely, right? Quite a few people have been getting contact. What I didn't realise is that when I did a little bit of research on this and I found out that there is about 6.5 billion euros spent on sandwiches in this country every year. You know what I mean? That's how much people love sandwiches in Ireland. But sometimes when you make your own, it just tastes that little bit better. Or when you take a bite out of somebody else's sandwich as well, sometimes that can be nice too as well. But I'm asking you today, what is your ideal here, right? When it comes to me, like, I'm a man of simple tastes here, right? Sometimes to me, the simple ham and cheese, I'm all about the bread and I'm all about the butter as well. And it cannot be this spread, god-awful imitation. No, that's what I call real. You know what I'm going to say, right? Yeah, it can't be that. It has to be like a real butter from a cow. You get the cow and you shake it and then the butter comes out. That's it. That's the way I like it. You salt a little bit. That's lovely. That's what I want on my sandwich. A little bit of mayonnaise. Sometimes a little bit of ham torn or even, you know, I'm going to be out there and say it. Sometimes smoked rashers. I would go as far as to that, notiony enough as it is of me. A bit of ketchup. That's it. That's prime sandwich for me. I would love that on a basic day. So what's your one? Let us know right now on 087-4100-102. And I really want you to think about this. What is the ultimate? A couple of people have got in contact already. Baguette with Edam cheese, ham, tomato, and Tabasco sauce. It's the ultimate sandwich. Tomatoes just make the sandwich soggy for me. And there's a bang off them. There's a smell off them. Fergal, tuna with a hint of Hellman's mayonnaise, pickled onion, beetroot, Kilmeade and cheddar, thinly sliced on toasted sourdough in a Doc Martin with a penny farthing bike. Remember an uncle of mine used to always see people, like, you know, these ads for these sandwiches and slowly be bringing it up to their mouth. My uncle, he was a countryman, like, you know, he turns around and he just goes, he says, "When you be eating and not looking at it?" And I was kind of laughing and was going, yeah, he's probably right. He's probably right. On line one, we have got Adele. Adele, how are you?
How you doing?
How are you? Adele, what is your ultimate sandwich recipe?
My ultimate sandwich is leftover roast beef, so it has to be from a roast dinner that day. Sliced with sliced onion on white bread, mayonnaise, cup of tea, and a packet of King Crisps.
Oh, God, my mouth is watering here. Hold on. I ask you about the onions? Are the onions cooked or raw?
No, raw onions.
Oh, God. I would like mine kind of sautéed a bit. I would say. No, but
they'd be all slimy then. I find when you cook onions, put them on a sandwich, to go all slimy.
No. Not if you cook them to the... Not if you overcook them the way I do. quite a few coming in here. Adele, thank you so much for joining us.
No butter.
You're
no
so sound. Good luck. Have a lovely day.
Talk to you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Crusty turnover bread with creamery butter, chicken, tomato, red onion, lettuce, and beetroot. Oh, yeah. And a small bit of mayonnaise. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on there in that sandwich. There's a few other ones here. For ultimate sandwich for me has to be a lump of ham, a bit of stuffing, maybe a bit of turkey, and some sort of condiment like cranberry or relish or whatever's going on at Christmas night. I can only do it once a year, though, however. You know those big animal sandwiches that you make at Christmas time? You know, as if you haven't had enough with the prawn cocktail and soup and the big old dinner and the Brussels sprouts coming out sideways and then a big lump of sherry trifle and you're there. You roll yourself onto the couch, watch all three Back to the Futures and then roll yourself out and make a pig of a sandwich. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's almost like you should be able to rub the sandwich on a brown paper bag and see through the brown paper bag afterwards. That's exactly the sandwich you're talking about. I know it. I love it. I've ate it. Oh, it's beautiful. Tell me more about these sandwiches.
Ferg absolutely love thick cut bread, crunchy peanut butter and blackcurrant jam. Pint of ice cold water. Lovely. That comes in from Tony. David's got a contact as well. David, how you doing?
Not too bad, Ferg, and yourself?
I'm good. David, you've got a strange combination for a sandwich here, but this is your perfect ideal sandwich. The sandwich that you eat and everyone else looking at you goes, oh my God, I'd love some of that. What is it?
Well, I don't think it's called like that, but it's peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter and gherkin.
Okay, all right. Not in the same sentence or vicinity of each other would I try that. But
really? Don't knock it until you try it.
If I had tried everything that I've been told not to knock before I try it, I'm telling you, there'd be a lot of things people would be saying about me. Peanut butter and gherkin sandwich. I mean, that is, it's ambitious. I'll give you that, Dave. It's ambitious.
I know. After the mistake that I tried it at the first time, but I've never turned back on it.
What kind of bread do you use at all this?
Just normal white bread.
Normal white bread, okay.
Normal white bread, nothing special or spectacular.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Were you a student at the time you created this? Was it the thing that you went home and there was nothing in the fridge? You're like, oh,
no, it definitely wasn't. There was just something that I tried one day.
Yeah.
I tell you what it was. I was eating a peanut butter sandwich and I took a bite of a gherkin while I was eating it. And then it tasted lovely and then I decided to put the two of them into the sandwich. And that's how I created it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Like, because I know that sometimes the brine or that vinegar that the gherkins are kept in, that can sometimes be used to marinate chicken, which I find quite strange as well. But it's actually lovely.
I've never heard that now.
Yeah, lovely.
Never
heard that, so. David, it is lovely to have you on. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend.
No, butter. You too, sir. Love the show.
My man. Hey, you're so sound. Good luck. Fry mince and onions mixed together. Add some crushed potatoes. Butter two slices of bread. Well, put spread on as I don't have butter. Out, get out, you know. Butter two slices of bread. We'll leave it just the way you had it before the brackets. Brown sauce and add the mince mixture. Absolute heaven, Ferg. Oh, that's interesting now. That is interesting. Darcy, where are you going with your sautéed onions? Yeah, you'll be doing well to get some hairy bacon in the sambo. A hairy bacon sambo is something that I love. And you know what else I love as well? Cast your mind back to a time about 10 years ago when at a certain time of the night you would be in any bar in the country and you would see the barman coming out with the sandwiches. Now, there was rarely anything expensive in them. It was usually just tomatoes or a bit of cheese, but they were loaded with salt and you would eat them and you'd be like, oh God, it's thirsty working. Yeah. Hey.
Fergal Darcy on Today FM.